Not have noticed, she's wearing her ruby red slippers today. Good morning, everyone. So glad you're all here this morning. There's magic in the air. Can you feel it? Yes. When my daughter turned 5, we had a magician come to the house to do a magic performance, the great Akbar. He was an elderly gentleman, a distant relative of a relative, who had been performing magic shows for decades. He had a hearing and speech impairment, and because of his inability to communicate, he always brought along his friend, who was his assistant, and his friend would introduce each trick with a great flourish, very dramatic. It was wonderful. My living room was filled with a group of little 5-year-old girls, all in their party dresses. They were sitting in a semicircle on the floor, wide-eyed and captivated by this magic show that was going on. And I could tell by the look on my daughter's face that this birthday was going down as one of the best in history. And I might even be up for Mother of the Year award. Who knows? But there was a fly in the ointment. Actually, there were 2 flies in the ointment in the form of a pair of 8-year-old boys. My son and his best friend, who my daughter had reluctantly granted them access to the party just so they could watch the magic show. That was it. And the two of them sat on the couch with their arms crossed, with this look on their face, this knowing look, snickering at the gullibility of these girls and thinking how they were obviously so naive and they weren't going to be fooled. They were not impressed. And after each trick, as the little ones squealed in delight, the boys would look at each other, roll their eyes, and say, "That wasn't real magic." The third time it happened, I began making my way across the living room, ready to threaten my son with eternal grounding if he opened his mouth again. But just at that moment, before I could reach them, the great Akbar finished his next trick, and the two boys jumped up, looked at each other with wide eyes, and exclaimed, "That was real magic!" And they stayed riveted for the rest of the show. Now, whenever I recall this incident, it never fails to remind me of 2 things. One is, attitude is everything. Attitude is everything. I had been witnessing those little girls so immersed in this world of magic that not even their cynical older brothers could rain on their parade. And I was frankly shocked to see how jaded 8-year-old boys could be at this age already. But I watched those boys return to a state of wonder and to the power, I saw the power of believing in magic. I saw it return to them. And you might say that the boys came under the spell of illusion, but what I saw was that they rediscovered magic. They rediscovered magic. And that's the second thing I'm reminded of. That there is magic in life when we look for it. I have dubbed this year, 2017, as a magic machine. And that is my personal mantra this year. You're free to adopt it for yourself if you choose. My goal this year is to experience the magic in life, to experience the magic that is already there, just hiding under the surface, and that I have been missing. And my goal is I'm going to rediscover that and live my life always aware of the magic. And since I made that my goal, guess what? Man, I've been finding the magic in the twinkling snow outside. My Buddha, my poor Buddha outside, he's in my backyard. And I've been watching the snow, like, and now all you can see is a little Buddha face. And even, it's piled on his head even. So I got out there and took a picture. I had to take a picture of that magic. But everywhere I look, I'm finding the magic. I'm finding it. And you know, it's very easy to be cynical, isn't it, in life? It's very easy to think that nothing's going to change. Nothing's going to change. This is my life. This is my lot in life. You know, it's all set in stone. There's no magic here. It's very easy to go there. And it doesn't take much to shut down a belief in a higher power or a greater mind when reality seems to be hitting us with a stick. Do you know what I'm talking about here? But a shift in attitude, stepping out of life sucks and then you die, into life is magical. It's a magical adventure and it's just awaiting my recognition and I will not rest until I find the gift in this. Do you see the slight difference in that attitude change? And that's all it takes. Do you see? A shift like that can be all it takes to turn our lives into this transformative, amazing adventure where we find the magic again. And that shift in attitude is divine audacity. Isn't that a great term? Now, I took this from a book. I mean, my title came from a book that's written by a Unity minister named Linda Martella Whitsett, called Divine Audacity. And although it's a very good book, I have to tell you that this talk bears very little resemblance to what's in her book. I just really liked the term. Decided to make it my own. It inspired me. It takes audacity to stay focused on the spiritual principle of oneness when we feel separated. Would you agree? Yes. It takes audacity to affirm magic in life when it seems very ordinary and colorless. It takes audacity to stand up in the face of what appears to be misfortune and instead see a miracle. But guess what? It's what we're called to do. Really, that's the path. Isn't that cool? Really. I love this quote attributed to Einstein. There are only two ways to live your life. One as though nothing is a miracle. The other as though everything is a miracle. So how are you living your life? Which way? Are you feeling audacious? Let's hear some audacity when you say yes. Are you feeling audacious? Yes. Are you ready to boldly step into a new world where everything is a miracle? Yes. Well, it sure sounds like a neat thing to do, but how do you do it? What about if something's happened to you that feels anything like a miracle? What do you do then? How do you change your state? How do you become divinely audacious? How do you shift your attention in such a way that you truly find the gift in whatever is showing up? That's the question, isn't it? Well, I've discovered a practice that I want to pass on to you that has worked for me in doing the shift. And it goes like this. When you cannot find a gift from something from your past, here's what you want to do. Write the story of whatever it is that has happened in three different ways. The first way, with all its negative images, stressful thoughts, depleting emotion, all the pain, whatever it is, all the baggage. Write that story down. Write it all. Don't censor it. Make it X-rated. Don't leave anything out. Don't skimp on the details. Capture the whole thing in all of its gruesomeness and awfulize to your heart's content. All right? So have you got that picture of how you do it? That's the first time through. The second time through, you write it in a neutral way. Only the facts, right? Similar to the cue process where you have a triggering moment and you just simply write down what happened without the baggage, without the commentary and the story that goes with it. Just write it down as if you were an objective reporter. That's the second way. The third way is where you consult your heart and you rewrite it as the amazing gift that it's been. Enhance the magic, enhance the miracle that's there. Immerse yourself in that magic and miracle until it feels real. Do you see? Now, the reason this works is because the first time through, you discover all the negative beliefs and thoughts that may be running around your mind under the surface, under the radar screen. With that first version, because you give yourself free rein to all that stuff, you discover a gold mine of negativity that maybe you had missed before, right? And it's sort of like a projectile vomit. The second time through, you are beginning the observing process. You're beginning to step out of the story in such a way that there is room, there is a spaciousness where you can disconnect from the story and just see it for what it is. And give yourself room to breathe as you unhook yourself from the story. See? The third time through, you are creating something new without the baggage. Without the baggage that previously accompanied the story in your mind. And the gift that is in it can now be liberated. Do you see? I love this stuff. Let me give you an example of how this works. I want to read you three things I wrote just after the Christmas holidays. The first goes like this. The last week of 2016 ended horribly. Between Christmas and New Year's, I was stricken by a terrible case of the flu. I spent the entire week in bed. I couldn't eat for days, had an ongoing headache, constant nausea, coughing, chills. All of it was dreadful. I don't remember the last time I was that sick. I didn't get to do one of the things I planned, and it was the worst way to spend a week's vacation that I have ever experienced. All right? Are you getting a glimpse of what it was like? All right. Second version is this. For an entire week, I spent all of my time lying on the couch, recovering from the flu. I didn't eat anything. I never left the house. It was a true staycation. Okay, there's number two. Here's number three. Ready? The last week of 2016 was a magnificent spa visit, and it was truly a week of transformation. I fasted, I went on a total body cleanse, complete with a mighty releasing ceremony. If that wasn't enough, I also spent time in the silence, journaling, did some powerful healing work, dropping the chains of past hurts, freeing myself to move on. I let go of some mental blocks standing between me and my destiny. I couldn't have asked for a more poignant, powerful end-of-the-year retreat, and it was free. See how it turns into a gift from the universe? And I ended it by saying, how blessed am I? Now, you see, I decided I wasn't going to let all that pain and suffering go to waste. And as the Franciscan priest Richard Rohr, one of my personal heroes, refers to this as the potential of going through these kinds of experiences as the friction against which evolution's wheels turn toward wholeness and new forms of life. Do you see? This is our evolutionary process when we can get ourselves from this whole thing is terrible and sucks to what a gift. What a gift. So use whatever's happened in your life to evolve into who you've come here to be, and this is how we can do it. And here's what you need to know. All three of those versions were accurate in their own way. But by doing this exercise, I truly shifted into the experience of deep gratitude for the spa visit. It wasn't just pretend. I actually moved myself emotionally, psychologically, spiritually into celebrating the magic of that experience, and I never looked back. And here's why this works. Because we move from affirmation to confirmation. We move from affirming something is so to actually living it as so. That's the change. You see, we're not just pretending here. We're not even acting as if. Sometimes we put it that way. That still implies that it hasn't manifested. No, we immerse ourselves in the reality of what we're bringing forth. From affirmation to confirmation. And you can't convince my mind or my body now that I had anything but a free spa experience, right down to the headache that would have accompanied a fast. It was there. And I used to pay big bucks to go and do a year-end cleanse like that. I had nothing but gratitude for the gift. And if you want to see when you have actually taken something from in your life and made it real, if you want to see if you've when you have healed from some past experience, it's when all that remains of that memory is the fragrance of gratitude. That's when you know. And I have nothing but gratitude for that week. I had to look for it. I had to move out of my comfort zone to get there, but that's what happens. Here's our comfort zone. There's where the magic happens. We've got to get out there. And you can do it too. We can all do this. And that's what divine audacity brings forth. Look for the gift in something that's happened to you. Look for the magic in your past as you rewrite it. Look for the miracle and you will find it. You will find it. It's there now. Now, we can do that for our past. What if we want to seek a future different from the past? Anybody want to seek a future different from the past? Okay, how do we do that? What if we want to create a new life? What if we're ready to transform, truly transform? Well, as you entered the service today, you received a little cool little packet here. There's writing paper, an envelope, and a pen all together. And if you didn't get one, if you want to raise your hand and our ushers can bring it for you. As we look ahead to 2017, here's how we can look for the magic. By writing a thank you note to our future selves. A thank you note to our future selves. And the way we can do this is to move our focus ahead to December 31st, 2017. Imagine with me that right now is New Year's Eve, 2017, almost a year from now. And that we are looking back on a year of magic and miracles. Can you all go there with me? And I'm gonna explain it, and then we'll do a little bit of a centering, and then I'm going to take 5 minutes for you to go ahead and do the writing. And if you need more time after that, you can take it along and finish it up at your leisure, but that's how we'll do it together. But as we go through this, when we get into the centering, if there is a word or a phrase that rises up for you that describes the theme of this year, you can start with that by writing down, this has been a year of, so dear future self, there's not enough? Okay. I have one. Okay. if there's a word or a phrase that rises up, you can begin, dear future self, this has been a year of. Now for me, that word is magic. A year of magic, but whatever it might be for you, if a word comes up, you can use it, if not. But then we begin to thank our future self for all the courageous decisions we made, for the people who walked with us, for the adventures we went on, for our healthy bodies, for all that we overcame. We want to celebrate the beautiful and unexpected way that our soul's journey and purpose unfolded in this year, and as you go through this, this is a thank you note to ourselves. And as you go through this, open yourself to astonishment. Look for the magic and see your life unfolding as if everything was a miracle. And the most important thing to do when we get into the process of writing this letter is to embrace the powerful, elevated emotions that we will feel when this comes to fruition. Do you see? Immerse yourself in the gratitude. Feel the excitement. Feel the inspiration. Those emotions are not the result of being successful in creating what you want in life. They are the prerequisite. So let me say that again. These elevated emotions are not the result of getting whatever it is you want to create. They are the prerequisite to making it happen. All right? So we really want to immerse ourselves in the emotion of it, become it. And then when you're complete, write your name and your address on the outside of the envelope, put the letter inside, seal it, and then we will collect them later and hang on to them. They'll be prayed over this year, and then we'll return them to you at the address that you list later on in the year. And here is the coolest part of all. Are you ready? You get to keep the pen. It says, Unity, and it's free. It's a Unity Spiritual Center, it says on it. And what I want to invite you to do is that every time you use it throughout the year, you remind yourself that you write your own destiny. All right? This is a magic pen. We're going with that. The mighty pen. Okay, so let's take a moment and just get centered. Imagine it's December 31st, 2017. Here we are celebrating a year together. Now look back on the year. Look back all the way through the year, right to this moment. And feel the gratitude begin to rise up from within you. Feel the gratitude. Let your heart open. Let your heart open. Feel that rising up from within you. Let your heart speak as you give thanks for all the exciting blessings that have come your way. Listen. Listen to Spirit's voice. Is there a word that comes forth for you? What wondrous adventures have you experienced this year? What lessons have you learned? Who's been on the journey with you? What's happened in your relationships and your health? Just ponder these things in the silence, and when you're ready, begin to write your thank you letter to your future self. Staying in a state of gratitude, excitement, and inspiration, identify with this reality. We'll take 5 minutes now. Thank you. take another minute or so, and if you need more time to finish yours off, go ahead and take it with you to complete later. But if you are complete, put it inside your envelope, seal it up, and during the love offering, we will collect those. Gary asked me to remind everyone, don't put your love offering in this envelope. He's always thinking, my husband, always thinking. You could give yourself a gift, that's true. But remember to keep your pen as a reminder that you write your own destiny. And so if we can all take a moment and as a group know for each other this reality, this the magic of this year is available to all of us, that we can witness for each other all of these amazing, wondrous blessings that are coming our way. It's time for us, isn't it?
Yes.
To stop living a life that is so much smaller than the magnificent one that we are destined to live. Can you feel that? Really? Our gift, it's our gift to the world to wake up and to step into our divine power and to really start being who we are. So are you ready to live your life with divine audacity?
Yes.
Good. As we begin, as we return to a place of living our life as if everything was a miracle and return to the wonder of seeing magic in life, we do that by rewriting our past, immersing ourselves in the elevated emotions that correspond to what it is you're wanting to bring forth. Start allowing your transformation to emerge and let 2017 be your magic machine. And so it is. Amen.